there's been a change. I'm going to make some changes. I'll make some changes around here. I don't know why I did that accent or that voice. No idea. Because this is Black Heart Wrestling from Guiseley in Yorkshire. And we'll make some changes around here. That's not very good, is it? It's not a very good accent to do. I've not done it very well. But never mind. They do it very well. The wrestling, that is. However, the changes are that there will be no longer Adam and Henry. Where's Henry gone? I mean, he is on the commentary for this match tonight, but then that's because it's part of their special event. It's the final of the Unleashed Championship for the Unleashed Trophy. Is it a trophy? Is it a belt? Is it a golden ticket? Is it a golden ticket? It could be. Anyway, it's Jester J-Ro Lewis versus Killjoy. And they're going to be showing us on the Unleashed programme highlights of the shows that they do on a Sunday, which I quite like, actually, although I would like a magazine programme too. I love a magazine. I do like a magazine. A magazine's lovely. I do like a magazine. I like a big, thick magazine that I can read and spend weeks over, poring over a magazine. But we see some highlights of the Sunday show, including Andrew Jepson, the Man Mountain, winning the title from Billy O'Keefe. Yes, it's not been a good time for Billy recently. And then we see this main match. Now, I was really looking forward to it, because these two can both do it. You know that Killjoy got there through nefarious means, but really by using his wrestling smarts. And Jester J-Ro Lewis got there from using his wrestling acumen. And he's never won a belt or a title in Black Heart Wrestling, even though he's been there since the beginning. Now, it didn't live up to my expectations, but it was damn good. They do talk to each other to start with. There are some Lewis forearms and clothesline. And apparently, Breezy in the booth with Henry was, there's two fellas in that booth now. I'm thinking it's some kind of telephone box. I mean, one is going to have to breathe out while one breathes in. Anyway, Lawrence says, Breezy says, that you can win the title on a DQ. And Killjoy would take that. Is that a special ruling for this match? Is that something I've missed? It must be. Anyway, Killjoy doesn't want to win it that way, clearly, because he hits a low kick to the knee. And then he works on that knee. Lewis really sells it. Jester J-Ro Lewis really sells it. There's a knee DT. The knee is worked beautifully. And then there's a kick off the top from Lewis. He sells the knee on the landing. Gets the kicks in. You see, kicks are the fulcrum of his arsenal. The fulcrum of his... He's got the fulcrum of his arsenal. There's something wrong with the fulcrum of his arsenal. I've got some ointment for that. So to take the knee out would really... Not to the park or to the zoo. To actually hurt it would really limit him. So he gets the kicks in. Then he hits a counter move. I think it looked like a cutter from Killjoy into a very high bulldog for a long two count. Killjoy's back with a low blow. Yeah, of course he is. And a uranage for a two count. Lewis is dumped out, and then we get the wrestling trope of him getting back in the ring at nine, which I love. I love that. Nicely done. And then he hits what? I mean, Breezy does... I thought, what's that? Is that some kind of cross face? No, he mentions it. It's the regal stretch. Blimey, that's good, Breezy. I'd forgotten all about that. And he gets the tap for that and he wins the belt. Lovely. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they produce going forward. I just want more Black Heart Wrestling because I like it. I want two programmes. Go on, give me two programmes. Because I'm greedy. When I like something, I really want a lot of it. That's why I'm addicted to chocolate. So, this is sweet, just like chocolate. And I can't get enough of it, just like chocolate. So, can't wait for next week. Can't wait to see what happens. Can't wait to see what Jester says. Can't wait to see what Jepson says. It can't come round quickly enough for me. Ta-ta.